Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's Friday. Stock up for the weekend. Stock up for the tailgate. It is going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. Hey, pull the car up. Plenty of free parking. They'll help you get whatever you need out to the car. Great staff there. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. They're right there at the register. Pickle bar is second to none. They also have snacks, soft drinks, water, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin Hurd tonight has Shikellamy back in action this evening at Central Mountain.
Shikellamy traveling to the turf at Central Mountain, which with the way the weather has been over the last few minutes, may be a good thing. Hopefully the turf will drain off nicely and won't have an affected game. Actually, of the four games we have tonight, three of them are on turf.
It's not raining right now.
No, it's not raining there, which is great. The storms have come through our area with some severe thunderstorm warnings that have been posted for Northumberland County, but that's just about done, and there's nothing behind it. So I'm very excited.
And now for the Kevin Herr, Steve Jones Show rundown. Our guests, by the way, today, Patrick Chambers and Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, joining us on the show today. Now for the Kevin Herr, Bob, topics of the day, as only he can.
I like to call it the TOD.
Let's see here.
It needs a theme, some theme music, Kevin.
Mission Impossible.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe some theme music. Kevin's usually pretty good at that.
One of his many skills.
He constantly has great theme music that he plays all the time. Very proud of it, as a matter of fact.
It seems to be the same song, Happy Something.
No, that's not what I will play.
Okay.
You will not hear me play that.
All right. Did we have an update from Toronto, by the way?
Yes, it's still there, and they're still Canadian.
Excellent.
Justice.
I know.
Downhill.
How about 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning? Toronto up. Cole Hamels playing, pitching for Texas.
I hate this song.
Not the theme for.
Hate is a. I realize is a strong word, and it's very effective for this song.
Franklin says Barkley is 80% for Saturday. When did he give that number?
He said if he were to play, he would probably be 80 to 85%.
No, that's not what he said.
Okay.
It's not what he said.
Okay. Please correct said comment.
Yes.
Bobby, are you swaying back and forth, Bob?
I am, actually. Sean Carey's got a conga line out in the hallway right now, too.
I am not surprised.
Can't control yourself any longer.
Well,
that is not what he said last night, Kevin.
Okay. Well, please correct me.
Okay. What he said last night was, if I were to say he wasn't 100%, okay, say I were to say he was 85%, would he be 80% by the end of the game and 80% next week? He says, that's why I won't tell you, you know, where he is. Now, obviously, that comment fooled certain people.
Hopefully the coaches of Indiana, being that part of that group.
Right, but he was using that as a reference point, as an example, about if I play him and say he's 85%, is he 80% at the end of the game or 80% and unable to play next week? Do you feel better?
Very cryptic.
Well, no, but I'm saying, though, he was using a... He was throwing, he can't, you know, I'm sitting there and he's looking at me, he's like, okay, I'll throw a number out here and we'll just base it on the number. That's not what he said. Kevin seems mad now.
No, I'm trying to find, the article that reported it.
It doesn't matter what the article says.
Well, but that leads people in the wrong direction then. I want to see if I read it wrong.
It was Penn Live, I think.
But I'm the one that's sitting next to him when he says it.
Well, great. Okay? That's why I said correct me. Lord knows you've done it before.
I mean, okay.
Did he say, he never said whether Barkley would even start play tomorrow, let alone start.
Let me tell you this off the front, right? He was noncommittal as to what the situation was because he said, we'll see over the next 48 hours. I can tell you from practice this week, that is a very honest, straightforward answer. All right? Because I watched it all week, okay?
Yep.
So the answer he gave last night on the radio show is absolutely accurate. Because I'm saying that it's absolutely accurate based on how I watched it this week too.
Steve, I guess then by omission that Akeel Lynch will not be playing tomorrow.
No, Akeel Lynch is not playing. No, he will not play.
That was
so
one
that one I'll tell you straight out, he won't play in tomorrow's game.
Because I was gonna say there was nothing really mentioned about Lynch. But
no.
by omission, I thought, well, if nothing was said, that means no.
Right. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, nobody expected him to be back. Nobody did. There aren't even fans that have even asked that question. So people pretty much know that, you know, that's how it is.
Was there any discussion of Nelson coming back tomorrow?
Oh, he mentioned earlier in the week that he was hopeful it would happen. So he did say, he did mention that earlier in the week that he was hopeful it would happen. So that's, but the answer he gave on Barkley as to where he is, and it's kind of like, oh, you know, they've got a decision to make. That was an accurate quote.
He said if he says he's 85% and plays, then next week he'd be 80%. If we don't play him this week, he's got a chance to be 100% next week.
Right. He says, okay, read the first key word.
If he plays this week. I understand that.
No, that's not what he said. Read the quote again.
If he plays this week and I say he's 85%.
Yes. What does that mean? What did I just say?
I'm not sure where I argued with you, though.
Is this a question on the SATs?
But what did I just say? That he says, if I say he's 85%, he didn't tell you what percentage he is.
I understand that.
He was citing that as a number, as an example.
I totally understand that. That's why I was asking. Okay. Is that what he was explaining? I'm right with you.
Franklin says Barkley is 80% for Saturday, so do you expect him to sit? That's not what he said. No.
I understand. That's why I was asking. I was asking you to clarify that. I wanted to make sure I understood him correctly.
So the quote in the paper is absolutely accurate as to what he said. That is what he said. But the key part is, if I were to say,
it's a hypothetical, is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. See, that's what I'm asking. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. But that's what if I were to say. See, and who wrote the article has it right. Whomever. Was it Penn Live?
This was Jeff Rice that wrote this article.
Jeff Rice. And he puts in there, if I were to say, right?
He just gives the quote, if he plays this week, comma, and I say he's 85%.
Right. Exactly. The hypothetical. You know, he threw a number out there, and that's all he did in talking about him. And so now we'll just have, I mean, including me, we'll have to wait and see what the final decision is, because sometimes they'll literally, you talk about game time decisions with them. Okay. With Joe, I could have told you that if a guy didn't practice on Thursday, and by the way, Barkley did practice Thursday. If I were to tell you that a guy did not practice Thursday, he would not play in the game. James and his staff have a different deal where, look, I mean, for example, Jordan Lucas practiced on Thursday, and then he didn't play against San Diego State because they tested him on Saturday morning, and they decided, you know, there are a couple other guys that sometimes fall into that category, and they pass whatever test that they go through, and they're able to play because they want to make sure at the last second where they are. Lucas was in that category. I was surprised Lucas didn't play against San Diego State because he had practiced.
Steve, there's been a real switch, it seems, when Bill O'Brien came to the Penn State program as to how the coaching staff utilized the medical staff when it came to making decisions. It sounds to me that James Franklin has followed that same approach that Bill O'Brien had.
Well, that's the exact same approach Joe Paterno had.
Well, but there was a change of personnel, and there were some issues about...
Oh, there's a change of personnel, but the philosophy is the same. The doctors and the trainers make the call.
But it sounded...
That's no change in philosophy.
But it sounded like, and I'm just giving an interpretation that I think a lot of fans may have as well, is that in Joe's time, it was more the physicians that made the call, and the trainers were secondary, and now the trainers have a far more important role to play than perhaps they did under Joe. That's just a sense.
No, not really. The trainer's always going to be the day-to-day person, always. They're there every day.
Right.
When they're examined, like, say, Saturday morning, mm-hmm. I mean, the doctors and the trainers are doing it together.
Sure.
Because the trainer's taking them through all week and so forth, and the doc. I mean, but in the end, it's their call. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's a medical call, obviously.
Right. It's a medical call, and the call's made by the doctor and the trainer, and they say whether somebody can or can't go. And then in the end, now it could be a case where somebody is cleared and they can go. Okay, so you can go. Then it's up to the coach to say, okay, now it's really on me. What do I do? How do I use them? You know, and then they make that decision as to whether or not to use them, even though they may be cleared. So that's why you have to wait and see. I don't know. And 48 hours makes a difference too.
Oh, sure does.
I mean, that's, you know, it makes a big difference. Like I mentioned, Jordan Lucas, I thought for sure was playing against San Diego State. In fact, I had no question in my mind he was playing against San Diego State, and it was a no go.
No. Didn't see him. Will he be? No, yeah, he'll be around on Saturday.
Yeah, oh yeah, Lucas is fine. Yeah, he played. He played last week against Army, and he'll play. He'll start on Saturday, so he's fine. So all right. I'm glad I could clear that up for you, Kevin.
Well, that was the whole thing. I mean, if you hear a comment in passing and you don't hear the whole quote or read the whole quote, it can be a little bit confusing. That's what I wanted to clear up, and now I'm clear. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm reading exactly the way you wrote it. Franklin says Barkley is 80% for Saturday.
That's what I heard in passing. That's why I wanted it clarified, because I thought it was really strange that he would say that.
He never gave any number like that at all.
Great.
He was a hypothetical. If I were to say he was 85, then he'd be 80, and he might have So that's, he was talking about all the factors that go into decisions as to what to do or not do. Cubs, Cards, Mets, Dodgers. Who do you think is the best team to make the NLCS?
Right. Who are the best teams to make the NLCS out of those two? Out of those four games,
faced
or two games,
criticism
rather.
This year, but statistically, especially interceptions, he's okay. How much of his 50% completion is weather-related? Saturday might be the first dry day in a while.
Has there been a game there hasn't been rain?
there's a little bit of rain in the San Diego State game. So except for Temple.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All of them. Well, we will answer these intriguing questions.
And many more.
From the Fertile Garden in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Did that movie this summer make any money?
I don't remember hearing it making much money.
Tom Cruise made a boatload.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Well, they were going to put it, I think, in November, and November or December, but they released it early because they were worried about Star Wars in December and worried about Spectre,
yeah,
the new Bond movie in November. That's why they released it in July, at the end of July.
I'd worry about both of those if I were them.
I thought it was a good movie, and I love Mission Impossible, going way back.
I don't know. Yeah. How many Mission Impossibles can there be before it's finally not impossible anymore?
Well, but they always keep coming
right
up
now,
with stuff.
I got four years worth here. All right, so you walked into that one. All the music, Kevin.
Oh man,
I hate this show.
When is Patrick Chambers going to be on today, Steve?
4:06.
Oh, can't wait to hear the man.
Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, next half hour.
Hey, you want to do a show with Steve Jones? That'd be great. I've always wanted to work with Steve. Boy, was I naive.
Yeah.
Huh. What?
Franklin says Barkley's 80%.
Yep.
No, he didn't.
Are you 100%, Steve?
Kevin, can you get
us a
Toronto score here?
Are they playing the 4-3 defense tonight?
Actually, they are, ironically enough.
Oh, my goodness, that's two. It's incredible.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, after the opening segment, I need Brewers Outlet. Let's see. What?
Well, the good thing is they're open late enough tonight. You can easily get the Brewers Outlet.
Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. Your tailgate is incredible once you go there. Pickle Bar is second to none. Peanuts fresh, hot, roasted every day right there at the register. Water, snacks, soda. It is one-stop shopping and a necessity on a Friday night for a big weekend. It is Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Today, Kevin, in the fetal position, had the key fob ripped out of his hands from a Kia Soul, and Bob, it's something the station wasn't proud of.
No, yeah. It was not a pretty moment. But as I said the other day, my slight bit of depression could be your happiness for quite a long time with a panoramic sunroof that will bring in the light during the summer months and actually be able to bring in some of the light during the winter months too. You could also open it up when it's nice and warm and then enjoy a little bit of a breeze, get a convertible-like effect in the 2016 Kia Soul. And now the 2016s even offer 0% financing along with all the great features. If you're looking for a smaller vehicle but still want the space of an SUV, the Kia Soul is the way to go. Perfect for tailgating, perfect for driving back and forth to work and getting in the mid-20s in gas mileage, even near 30 and higher on the highway when you take your trips. Kia Soul from Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out about their invoice-less rebates as well. That's from Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
What, nothing about your soul again?
No, I used up all my soul puns earlier in the week.
Well, that's okay, because I had emails from several religious leaders. All right, so...
that's all right. I could have played Billy Joel's It's All About Soul as bump music for you if you wanted.
The only soul in you is on your shoes. All right. You didn't expect that one, did you?
I have a soul. I've just sold it a few times. That's all.
Oof. And Bob, is that, I mean, you and I both know that's true. All right. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, joins us. Hi, Tony. Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Doing well. Tony, we talked about this earlier on the show about this being an interesting era where so much is put on postseason. And that it takes so much away from the regular season. And, of course, we were doing it in the context of the Pirates with their 98 wins. What's the mood like after this?
You know, it's pretty crushing right now. I think maybe as we move away from, you know, from that 4-0 loss, people will appreciate, the fans will appreciate what that team accomplished. They've only won more than 98 games in a single season, twice, the 1902 and 1909. So that is quite an accomplishment. But the hard fact remains that for the second season in a row, the Pirates got shut out at home in, you know, the biggest game of the year. I think it's even more frustrating that their ace, the Pirates' ace, did not pitch like an ace in a game in which he absolutely needed to. Yes, the Pirates did not score any runs in that game, but, you know, it was 4-0, you know, in the top of the fifth inning, and he just didn't give his team a chance to do what they expected to do against Jake Arrieta. And of course, I'm talking about Gerrit Cole. So yeah, it's a very tough, you know, a very tough loss, a very devastating loss, I think, for the fans and for the team. But like Clint Hurdle said, a couple of days before the game, you know, we know what the rules are going in. And, you know, this is what we're faced with. And I think the Pirates really embraced it, quite frankly, a chance to play in that kind of a game. But obviously, you know, if you don't get it done, everything ends just so abruptly. And that's exactly what happened. Again, 2 years running now.
Yeah. Well, you know, the odd thing is, Tony, is that, you know, under the old playoff format, they would have been in because as the host team, they would have been the wild card team. I mean, that's the crux. You would think that, oh, they've added this wild card. That benefits the Pirates. Gives them really a little leeway to get in and so forth. They actually would have been the wild card team the last 3 years.
And that's a good point as well. Yeah, you know, no question. So, you know, again, I think it's just such an odd season, Steve. I mean, in the history of baseball, you've never had the top three records come out of the same division. So what are the chances of that happening again? I mean, they're probably pretty slim. But, you know, the odds of these three teams being playoff contenders next year would seem to be very, very high. The three I'm talking about, obviously, are the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs.
Okay, so, Tony, let's now fast forward just a little bit. Decisions have to be made as to what to do to make sure you're still within that category and maybe have enough to pass the Cardinals and win the division. So what are some of those key decisions that the Pirates have to make between now and December 1st?
Well, you know, staying outside of specific personnel and specific players, they need to find a first baseman, and they need to find a legitimate number four batter. You know, they went into a playoff game with Starling Marte batting fourth. I think anybody can tell you, even Clint Hurdle, he's not a number four hitter. Pedro Alvarez would seem to be the guy, but he's proven he's not a number four hitter either. So they need to find a bat in the middle of the lineup, a true slugger in the middle of the lineup. Could that be Jung-Ho Kang? He was that kind of a player before, you know, when he was in Korea. But he developed into that. I guess that's a possibility, but they certainly shouldn't hang their hopes on that. It's going to be enough to get him on the field next year when the season starts. And they're going to need to add to the pitching rotation. You know, they're going to lose A.J. Burnett. They have to make a decision on whether they want to go after Jay Happ after the 2 months that he had. And a guy like Tyler Glasnow, because of their situation, may get a shot to make this team out of spring training next year. So I think a first baseman and, you know, filling out the rotation are going to be the keys as this team moves forward and tries to be a contender.
Do you offer Neil Walker arbitration?
That's going to be the interesting question. I think the Jung-Ho Kang situation, quite frankly, plays into that. He could be back on April 1st. Kang could. He could be back on June 1st. You know, I mean, everything could go well. It just may take longer for him to get healthy. So they may not have the flexibility that they thought they were going to have if Gong is not healthy early. I would think that it makes sense to offer Neil Walker arbitration, even though he's going to take a ton of money. Moving Neil Walker to first base would be a possibility as well. Clint Hurdle said that's not going to happen, but that was then, and you know now is coming up in the windshield here pretty quickly. So, you know that would be an interesting decision. Certainly, Alvarez and Walker are the two guys you look at, both going into the final seasons of their contracts, that would be most likely to be dealt, or certainly at the very least inquired about by other teams. I think their best move is to bring Walker back. Try to move him to first base and kind of go from there. Another interesting personnel decision will be Mark Melanson. He's headed into the final year of his contract. The last time the Pirates had an all-star closer headed into the final year of his contract was Joel Hanrahan. That's when they moved him, ironically enough, for Mark Melanson. That's going to be another interesting decision.
Yeah. And he's been terrific for them, obviously. Hap's an interesting one. Because we had a couple of people call the show and say, you know, they should start Hap instead of Cole. And I was like, nah, he's your ace for a reason, 19 wins. But, boy, the last 2 months, could he have pitched any better for them?
No, I mean, I don't think he could have. And you're right. I mean, the best pitcher down the stretch for the Pirates was Jay Hap. Now, that said, I agree with you. It was a no-brainer to start Cole. You know, it's easy to second guess now, certainly. But no, Jay Happ was fantastic. You know, Steve, he had his first start was downright bad. I think he didn't make it out of the fourth inning. After that, the only appearance where he gave up three runs was a game in Colorado in that spacious field in the thin air. He only gave up three in that game. So when your worst outing, you know, is six innings, three runs in Colorado, you're doing some things right. The bullpen certainly helped him. It protected him. He didn't have to pitch past the seventh inning in any of his starts. He was able to leave. You know, before his arm got tired and they were able to get him the wins. But he's a guy that I think they have to look at. The one thing the Pirates might have going in their favor with Hap is a comfort level he may have gained with Ray Searidge. The thing they have going against him is he's a lefty who just put in two great months. So a lot of people are willing to overpay for that kind of a starting pitcher.
All right. That is very true. This is an idealistic question because realistically, you don't know if somebody gets hurt, whatever, you know, like Jung Ho Gung is an example. How wide is the window for the Pirates right now with the current group they have? 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? How wide is this window of opportunity for them?
You know, to me, it couldn't be as long as 4 years if some of these young pitching prospects work out. If Tyler Glasnow can become in the major leagues what he was in the minor leagues, then, you know, if Nick Kingham and or Jameson Taillon can regain their health and become an actual major league starter, you know, those kind of things to me are what can extend that window. So the starting pitching to me is the ultimate answer to that question. They really need to fill in those holes. And if they do, you know, I think that this team is young enough that you know, and some of their stars are young enough and getting better, that you can extend it to maybe the end of Jung Ho Gung or Andrew McCutchen's current contracts, you know, which would be three more years. So, you know, and again, Neil Huntington's job, obviously, is to continue to develop young players. And, you know, Josh Bell eventually moves into a role where he becomes one of the guys, you know, like a Marte or Polanco that we're talking about as a you know, guy with a bright future in majors. Hard to extrapolate out that far. They, you know, all those draft picks they had for those two decades, all those first rounders for so long, none of those guys worked out. All of a sudden, a lot of their most recent draft picks have worked out. So obviously, you need to have that perfect storm, and Neil Huntington has been able to manage that for the past several years.
Yeah, I mean, give them credit because when the new ownership came in, they said, look, we're going to build from within. You have to be patient. It's going to take time, which is. On that day, nobody wanted to hear that, but here we are, the fruits of that labor. And in retrospect, you have to give them credit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Neil Huntington, I think, has done an underrated job. I mean, obviously, he has you know, his hands tied a little bit with the salary, you know, with the amount of money that his owner is willing to pay or to not pay, I should say, probably. But yes, he has done a good job. He's gotten just about everything they can get out of the players they have, and Clint Hurdle probably deserves some credit for that as well.
Yeah, you know, and look, you catch a bat break here and there. Morneau's a good player, but when they got him, he did nothing for them.
Right.
Now, if you ask me, you know, even in retrospect, do I make the deal? Of course I make the deal. guy's a legitimate first baseman. You hit the whole thing. Just turned out he had two bad months for you. It doesn't mean they were wrong.
Right.
Players, and
that just goes to show how difficult it can be, because you're right. That was, they probably did make the right. That's a great point.
Absolutely.
When they made that move, it was probably the right move to make.
Yeah. Tony, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. It's always great to have you on board.
Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. I asked Tony before we got going. I asked him two questions. I said, is the 4-3 as unusual as some people think it is? And did you think Franklin said Barkley was 80%? And he said no to both questions.
I'm only 50%. Actually, 50% gives you in the Hall of, gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Actually,
first ballot.
This year I'm one of your better days. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We wanna see you in a Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia. This month at Sunbury Motors Kia is a spooktacular sales event for a limited time only.
What does a spooky deal mean?
Really, really good and spooky.
Just stop. But yes, the deals at Sunbury Motors Kia are spooky good this month. But not because of Halloween. Kia has authorized us to provide employee pricing on all models this month. Plain and simple, you pay invoice minus all factory incentives on every model we have. That means the very best deals of the year from the dealer you already know to give you great deals year-round. Big savings on the 7-passenger Sereno SUV, the agile handling and first-class features of the Sportage, and the fuel-sipping Optima. Plus, with 0% financing available and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, these deals are scary good.
Now, that's the holiday spirit.
Owning a brand new Kia is more affordable than ever at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
That's the theme song for tonight's broadcast from Central Mountain. Up
oh
on the
God.
Roof.
Yeah. You're way up there in Lock Haven, PA.
Well, and we'll be up on the roof, too.
Oh.
We'll be up
nice
on
night,
the roof.
So.
Yep, I'm nice happy night. About that. I'm happy. No wind. Little rain to speak of. It's not going to be frigid. Being up on the roof is not a bad thing. You don't have any sight problems there, I can tell you that.
Yeah, never been to there. Never been there.
This will be the first game never I've done been. There, actually.
Actually, the stadium's out in
well,
Mohall. Out in God's
that explains,
country.
That explains the parade.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, that's awesome. Fire trucks, too?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, quick question, Steve, about the Indiana team coming to Beaver Stadium tomorrow. A lot of talk about their quarterback and star running back maybe not, maybe being able to play tomorrow. Any update on that?
No clue. No, I mean, we
is he 80%?
Warm up.
I've heard he was 80%. I didn't know if that was right.
It's not what their coach said.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I wasn't listening really close, and I got confused.
It's like working every day with Harvey Levin. All right.
Yes.
Every day.
And we've got lots of high school games tonight all over the region. It's football
right. Oh,
Friday.
No, they're big, yeah. Sealands Grove hasn't lost yet.
That is correct.
Terrific.
That
don't
is correct.
I don't think that's going to happen tonight either.
I no, listen, I stopped making high school really prediction well. Years ago.
No, I don't make any high school predictions. I mean, I'm smart enough to know I have no idea what any of these guys have. Yeah. The only thing I know, is what the announcers tell me on Thursday. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will say one thing. Yeah. Sealands Grove
then,
would be favored then, on paper.
Then,
yes, and probably
then,
on the field,
and
too.
Then, and then what I do is I'll check out, literally, I'll check out all the scores at WKOK.com. I usually check in around 11 o'clock at night every Friday night to see how the local teams did. It's really be even when I'm on the road, I'll do that just to see how everybody did. You're surprised by that, aren't you?
No, I knew you did that, actually, because you've sent me messages about it. And I'm like, well, the only way you could have known is if you looked at the game night page.
Absolutely. And it's available on WKOK.com as well.
Absolutely. And all right. Patrick Chambers, next half hour.
Have a great rest of the show, buddy.
You're leaving?
He is. He's gone.